Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Scott Arno. Scott is, he is the security advocate. Put a .com on the end of that, right, Scott?
Exactly.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com. Scott is one of the most highly credentialed cybersecurity experts, information system security experts in the galaxy, and we're glad he's part of our world. Scott, in the previous segment, we talked about a plant in another country on the other side of the world that had been hacked and attacked had a cyber attack event that could be like a training camp, so to speak, for what's to come. And so now we move back over to inside our shores. When we got the defense authorization bill that the president and the Congress is working on, that includes cyber security, includes information security, and in a way, hopefully, that's like never before. Can you give us a report on that?
Absolutely. That's the thing. When this incident happens out of Saudi Arabia, that's a canary in the coal mine, because you know that sort of attack's coming here if it hasn't already. Well, in effect, it covered a number of different provisions because the bill's enormous. The $700 billion Act President signed, I believe, on Tuesday. And the thing that mostly made the news is, and we've spoken about this in previous shows, the ban on software coming out of Kaspersky Lab, which is a security company based out of Russia. Now, there had been already some action taken by the Department of Homeland Security.
Stop just a minute, Scott. I think we should land on that just for a second. Folks, Kaspersky, and Scott, correct me, I'm just going to get started and let you finish. Kaspersky
Absolutely.
Is a Russian based cybersecurity system, sort of the Russian equivalent of McAfee, or only on a bigger scale, on an enterprise scale. So here we are, we got this company selling their security services all over the world to people like the United States government, and they're based in Russia. Did I say that right, Scott?
Fair enough, absolutely.
So I mean, that gave me, when I first heard about Kaspersky and I heard where they were from, you know, that made me wonder, why are we doing business with them? Now go ahead, Scott, bring us up to date.
Well, Kaspersky has been, you know, it's been well regarded in the industry for years, but there was a recent NSA hack, which we spoke about last time on the show, where effectively what the FSB, basically the Russian intelligence agency, did was they got into Kaspersky software, and instead of using it to detect malware, their viruses, things of that sort, they used it to detect basically secret information and sensitive information on a government contractor's computer with the NSA. So they were able to get a lot of information.
NSA as in the USA. Go ahead.
Yeah, as in our stuff. They retasked the security software. But I digress. So a lot of what this new act has is a lot of requirements for the executive branch to create different things relating to security. Like, it has to come up with a plan. The defense secretary, for example, has to review and come up with a plan for how its broader department can integrate and better organize the various cybersecurity capabilities and responsibilities. There has to be a plan set up for breaking up what's called Cyber Command and the NSA, because right now the head of the NSA is the head of Cyber Command, which is ostensibly military.
Right.
So we're looking at what's taken to put both of them separate. There are also requirements to start cyber scholarship programs. And there are also direct powers given to both Speaker of the House and the Minority Leader, regardless of which party is in control, to thwart cyber attacks in case there's something directly at the House of Representatives.
Wow.
There are limitations on buying satellite technology from a foreign government, especially Russia, anytime in the near future because of related
right.
cyber risk. There are also some additional powers calling the Department of Defense Chief Information Officer, getting additional power to control the cybersecurity mission at the Pentagon, because right now it's broken up into parts. They're trying to make it a little more unified so that they can actually do something. One issue that the president took issue with was a requirement to have more of a plan in place to counter Russian information operations, like what happened in the 2016 election.
Right.
We've spoken about this before. The big trick here is, and I guess another victory for the Russians, is they've created it as a political issue where people think it's insulting their party. It's not. It's insulting America.
Right.
So
Russia's goal in the election, as you reported in the past, Russia's goal in the election was to, not to upset the Republicans or the Democrats, but to upset America. Let me ask you a question. I've got about a minute left.
Absolutely.
Do you think this new authorization, this new modernization act, do you think it's enough? Is it in the right direction? Is it too little, too late? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's always a step in the right direction if they're moving that way. It always depends on how it's implemented. The executive order that President Trump signed in May actually was a very cool order. I looked at it, I was like, wow, this is great. The problem is the execution has been kind of insufficient.
Yeah.
The idea behind it is good. And here, a lot of what they're working on is good. It just depends on how well they execute. I mean, part of what's frightening here is, especially, say, with the Russian interference, there's some pushback from the president himself because he may perhaps view that as cutting into his legitimacy, which is, again, just what the Russians want. It gets one party thinking it's an attack against the party, not an attack against the country, which is
so
what it is.
I'm more worried about an event like what happened in Saudi Arabia, we talked about in the previous segment, than I am the Russians.
Exactly.
Are we doing enough to prevent those things?
Well, this is where something else comes into play, something called the Cybersecurity Framework from NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Right.
Version 1 came out during the Obama administration. Version 1.1 is currently under review, and they just released a new draft this past week.
Okay.
It's basically underlying security, and it's actually directed at infrastructure companies.
We still don't know, folks, if we're doing enough, though. And we'll come back. We've got another breach to tell you about after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.